Stanford officials say that at about 5:30 a.m. local time, the demonstrators entered the building housing the university president's office, causing what they called extensive damage. Participating students said that the president had declined talks with pro-Palestinian protesters who had set up an encampment in April at the Northern California University, part of the movement on college campuses across the U.S. In a statement, the group of protesters, calling itself the People's University for Palestine Encampment, said it planned to remain in the building until the university meets its demands, which include divesting from companies such as Lockheed Martin and Chevron, which they say support Israel's war effort in Gaza. Iris Betzer, San Francisco.